好，请外面的弟兄姐妹们进来就坐。我们 OK 欢迎大家来到我们牛津华人教会，一起来敬拜神啊！今天我们有一个特别的节目，你们可以看得见，有这么多可爱的小朋友坐在前面，已经准备，已经迫不及待的准备跟大家表演了。当然这里我想应该感谢一下德芬和真的是一直带领他们来准备来排练，花了很多时间和精力啊。所以这里也是送大家一些经文。保罗也说，如果有愿意做的心，就必蒙悦纳。神是看我们有的，神是看我们奉献给神的，所以也愿神的悦纳这些小朋友们为主献上的。
Wow, wasn't that great? I feel
so excited every time I hear that music, and I always think about what presents I might get and what presents I want to get for my friends and family.
Me too. But my parents always remind me that the very first Christmas present wasn't tied in bows or under a tree, but it was wrapped in baby clothes and sent from God to us. Can you guess what it was?
I know what it was. It was Jesus. J-E-S-U-S.
Sorry. Okay. 对不起。那其实我们下午还有一场表演，所以常常会，所以好像搞得很紧张。哎，然后你们也会觉得很奇怪，为什么今天没有 worship 啊？有啊，真的今天有 worship. That you guys are singing along with us. So make sure, 因为你看小朋友是在幕的后面唱歌。所以事实上声音不够大的 So make sure you sing along with us that every single song will be on the lyric will be on PowerPoint So make sure you sing along with us And the reason I mean coming out here talk 所以他们有时间把东西收好然后在后台准备 Anyway 然后刚刚文君在讲说刚刚文君在讲说那个哦，我们做了很多事情其实这个剧本是小孩自己写的 They wrote the script themselves 然后according to Bible passage 然后他们在写的时候呢然后就只表演给小小孩看哦 So only little ones watched it before And it was so good actually I said huh. They should. They have the talent, the gift that we want them to use the puppet show to show God's love with you. 然后包括今天等一下文波弟兄的讲道，全都是跟这个跟整个福音有关系的。所以还有等一下小孩也会，等一下小孩也会为了你们唱歌。所以这些都是。我们希望能够表达神对我们的爱。好，我已经没话说了，我希望他们已经准备好了。准备好了吗 ？Are you guys ready? Here we go. Enjoy our show.
Ago in a small town named Bethlehem, a baby was born. His name is Jesus, and this is his story.
Hello there, Mary. God has chosen you to have a very special baby. He will be our Savior, and you shall name him Jesus.
I'm not married yet. I don't even have a donkey driving license. How could this be? I'm so scared.
Don't be afraid.The Lord is with you. You can do it!
Okay, I am the Lord's servant and I will obey.
This is Joseph. Joseph is supposed to marry Mary. Now she's pregnant. He is very puzzled, thinking, how can this be?
I'm so tired. I need a nap.
God sent an angel to talk to Joseph in his dream.
Hello, I am Gabriel the angel.God has sent me here to tell you, the baby in Mary's tummy is God's son. Please name him Jesus. Take care of him because he will save all his people from all their sins.
What was that?
Well, okay, I will obey God's command. We will get married. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
以赛亚书七章十一节，主会亲自给你们一个征兆，必有童贞女怀孕生子，并给她取名叫以马内利。以马内利意思是上帝与我们同在。
Jesus' birth. Joseph and Mary have to go back to their hometown, Bethlehem, for counting of the people. When they arrived, Mary was about to give birth.
Joseph, hurry, hurry, hurry! Baby Jesus is coming.
Okay, okay. Let's try to find a place to stay. No, no, no. Mary, I'm so sorry. I just can't find any room in town for us to stay. The only thing I could find is a stable over there. Is that okay with you?
Sure. Thank God that for this place that we can stay. And look, we even have company.
Says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
以赛亚书九章六节，必有一个婴儿为我们诞生，有一个孩子要赐给我们，他必统治我们，他被称为奇妙的测试。全能的上帝，永在的父，和平的君。
Thank you.
shepherds and the angels. Meanwhile, in the field, the shepherds were watching their sheep. It was a very dark night. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were terrified.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. A Savior has been born in Bethlehem. He is Christ the Lord. You will find him wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a whole bunch of angels appeared, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all mankind.
To Bethlehem and see this baby the angel was talking about.
Okay, let's go.
So, all the shepherds hurried off and found Mary Joseph and of course baby Jesus inside the stable in Bethlehem.
Wow, that is one cute baby. I thought we were supposed to see the Messiah in the palace, not some stinky barn. P.U.
The shepherds then returned to the field. They glorified and praised God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you.
Scene 4. The Visit of the Wise Men. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem, three wise men saw a bright star in the east and traveled toward it.
Bright star in the east. Congratulations, the King of Jews is here. We have brought gifts for him and we want to worship him.
King of Jews? What are they talking about? Just wait. I'll need to talk to my advisors. Come back later. What? What? What is this King of Jews all about? Tell me where he is and I will send the wise men to look for him.
Then King Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem, where they found Jesus, presented their gifts to him, and worshipped him. Of Jesus' birth. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Hello? Okay. So, good morning.
大家早安。
So, we have a very special Sunday service today. As you see, the kids from our church family is having their own way to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ and worship God.
今天我们的崇拜非常的特别，我们教会的家庭里面的小朋友在这边用他们特别的方式来带领我们过一个敬拜神的圣诞节。
So, to make the preaching as special as the other parts of the worship, I decided to preach in English for the first time today.
所以呢，为了今天要特别一点，我今天第一次用英文讲道。
Every time I came up here, you know, Sarah has been helping me with the translation, and I believe I have given her a lot of difficult time using those fancy Chinese words, which I don't even know how to put into English myself.
所以我每次在讲到的时候 ，Sarah 都给我翻译。我每次讲那些中文的成语呢，都很困难的，因为我都不知道英文到底那些成语要怎么翻译。
So I'm going to give her a break today. This is my Christmas gift to you.
Thank you. Okay,所以今天给 Sarah 一个礼物，就是轻松一点的翻译，用中文翻译。
Okay, so when I was asked to preach at this very special occasion today with kids and youth and sitting here with their parents and adults, I thought hard on what kind of message I should deliver.
那么一开始，我知道我要在今天讲道的时候呢，我想到啊，今天是很特别的日子，然后又有很多的客人，有父母，有小孩，我不晓得应该要怎么样讲才好。
So after praying and seeking for the right topic, I eventually decided to focus on one simple question, which is, what is Christmas really about?
所以呢，我祷告了很久，寻求神的旨意之后呢，我就决定要讲这个题目，就是呢，圣诞节，真正的圣诞节是什么呢？
So I know the answer to this question may be found trivial by many of you, but what I'm hoping today is that we can figure this out together so that all of us can prepare our hearts and reflect ourselves while we are waiting for the Christmas to come in a week.
我希望今天在这里跟大家一起来弄清楚这个问题的意思，这样我们才能够预备我们的心，接下来在这个特别的日子里面来过圣诞节。
So let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, thank you for being with us today, and thank you for what you have done over 2,000 years ago. Because of the birth of Jesus Christ, the people, the sinners, we can all live without a fear but a hope. So I pray that the Holy Spirit can talk to all of us today. Let us realize how much, how deep you loved us, and how important the birth of Jesus Christ is.So may your name be glorified from the beginning to the end. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So from Thanksgiving to Christmas and to the New Year, it's a very special season to many people.
对很多人来说，从感恩节开始到圣诞节到新年，都是一段很特别的日子。
And this season is called a holiday season.
当然，现在我们的政治正确的方法就是说，现在是年度的季节。
So during the holiday season, Christmas is found to be the most important holiday to be celebrated.
那在这个季节当中最重要的当然就是圣诞节。
Because, you know, kids are coming home from school and adults finished a year of stressful work so they can spend time with the family.
因为呢孩子也是放假，然后读大学孩子也回来，大人的工作的呢也是做完了一整年辛苦的工作，可以家人一起团聚。
So there are a lot of good treats, right? Like dinners and gifts.
所以有很多很好吃的东西，对吧？大家会有特别的晚餐。
So you can almost never avoid feeling special at this time of the year.
所以呢，无论是在哪里，无论你是谁，这一个时间总是会让我们觉得很特别。
So last Saturday, I asked Joanna. I said, "What is Christmas?"
所以上个礼拜六呢，我就问我女儿 Joanna， 请问圣诞节的意义是什么呀？
She said.A lot of beautiful lights.
她就说很漂亮的圣诞灯。
It's a very cute and legitimate answer, but she asked back. She said, "Dad, can you tell me what is Christmas?"
那这当然是一个很可爱的答案，但是她接着就回问我了，说：“那你告诉我啊，爸爸，圣诞节是什么意思呢？”
And I told her, I said, "You know, Christmas is actually a birthday, the birthday of Jesus Christ."
那我就告诉她，圣诞节就是庆祝生日，就是庆祝耶稣基督的生日。
And she continued. She said, "Will there be a big birthday party?"
然后他就问我说，那是不是会有生日派对呀？
I said, well, technically speaking, yes, because everyone should celebrate for Jesus' birthday because it is so important.
我说对呀、啊，其实是没错的，因为每一个人都庆祝耶稣基督的降生，因为很重要。
So today I'm going to ask a similar, a simple question to all of us. Okay, I hope that we can have the honest answer to it.
所以今天我要问大家一个很简单的问题，我希望可以得到大家诚实的回答。
Now listen carefully, okay? So when you heard this word Christmas the first time this year, what came up to your mind?
就是当你今年第一次听到圣诞节这三个字的时候，你想到了什么呢？
So you don't have to answer it. Okay, just take a moment and think. Okay, when a person approached you the first time this year, talking about or mentioning Christmas, what were you thinking about?
好，所以说你们想想看哈，今年第一个在对话当中提到圣诞节的时候，那个情景，你想到了什么？
Well, you may be thinking about a pretty, you know, beautiful Christmas tree with beautiful lights and, you know, decorations, gift boxes sitting underneath.
可能你会想到圣诞树啊，上面都装饰得很漂亮，然后底下还摆满了礼物。
Maybe a feast of a lot of delicious foods and wines and family members and friends sitting together talking and laughing.
或者是你可能想到说圣诞大餐，跟家人朋友聚在一起，大家吃吃喝喝。
Or maybe, you know, a vacation, say, to Hawaii, right? Surfing at the sea and taking a nap on the beach.
或者说你可能想到，诶，去度假吧，去夏威夷，然后在那个海滩旁边睡个午觉。
And ladies, you may be thinking about doing a lot of crazy shopping and finding deals. You know, that's what my wife has been doing recently.
那么女士们可能就会想到说，啊，圣诞节有些打折的东西，赶快去购物，对吧？
Kids, you may be thinking about, you know, Santa Claus and riding a reindeer with a jingle bell playing as a background music.
那么可能小朋友会想到说，哎，圣诞老人，然后有驯鹿，然后呢还有这个响叮当的这个歌声。
These things can easily come up to our mind when we talk about Christmas and think about Christmas.
我们讲到圣诞节的时候，我们就常想到这些东西。
We can certainly do a lot of things on Christmas, and these things I personally believe are not terribly wrong, right? Except the way my wife does shopping recently.
当然，我们在圣诞节可以有很多的庆祝方式，这些庆祝方式也都是没有错的。除了我觉得我太太买东西买的有点太多了。
So, but the question is, okay.Is that all about Christmas?
但是问题就是呢，圣诞节真的就只有这些吗？
So before I go any further, I'd like to share two short video clips that I found, that I recorded earlier this year. So let's take a look.
所以现在我想让大家看两段影片。
So you know when and where this was recorded? So you know when and where this was recorded?
哦，你们知道这个是在哪里录的吗？
So actually, this is a place. It's a gym that kids can go to do gymnastics and trampoline inside.
哦，这个是一个小朋友练体操的地方。
And Joanna really loves it, and we bring her there often.
那 Joanna, 我女儿很喜欢这个地方，我们常带她去。
But from the video, you can't tell when this was recorded, right?
但是呢，从你这个影片，你是看不出来这是什么时候录的，对不对？
So let's watch the second one.
那你再看第二个。
So, from second one, right? You already figured out it's recorded on her 3-year birthday party.
第二个影片，我想大家可以看得出来这是什么时候录的，就是她三岁生日的当天。
Not only from the cake in the middle, but more importantly, if you pay attention, all those people in the second video were actually watching her because she was the centerpiece of that event.
因为呢，第二个影片里面，其他所有人呢，都目光都注视着他，好像他是主角。
Actually, the first video was also recorded on her birthday party.
其实呢，第一个影片也是在她的圣诞派生日派对上面录的。
We invited her friends from daycares to that place to celebrate her birthday, and those kids when they got there, they just loved it so much and they had so much fun. We couldn't even gather them to all sit down and sing a song together.
所以呢，我们就把Joanna 这个托儿所的小朋友一起邀请到这个练体操的地方去，让小朋友在那边玩。可是大家看到那么多好玩的东西，全部都已经疯狂了，我们根本没有办法把他们叫过来，大家一起唱生日快乐歌。
So when I was preparing for today's message, I saw that video. I thought, you know, it's quite similar to the scene that we see today around Christmas.
所以我就想到说，哎，这个影片跟我们今天圣诞节常常看到的情况是很有关系的。
So people are having so much fun, and we can do a lot of things around Christmas. But from the way people act, sometimes it's difficult to tell what is the centerpiece.Of this season.
有的时候呢，圣诞节好玩的东西实在太多了，所以我们都有点分心，我们已经忘记了到底圣诞节的主要目的是什么，或者主角是谁。
So what is Christmas really about?
所以真正的圣诞节到底是什么意义呢？
So today, I hope that I can share with you a true story of Christmas.
所以今天我要跟大家分享一个有关圣诞节的真实故事。
So the true story of Christmas actually is abouta birth of a child over, who was born over 2,000 years ago, which you saw, just saw from the play, the show the kids did.
就好像刚刚我们小朋友给我们演的戏一样，真正圣诞节呢，是讲到耶稣基督的诞生，也就是2000多年前有一个小孩子他出生了。
The child from outside looks no different from others, but the nature of their child was very different because he is a God.
因为呢，我们从外表看的时候，这个小孩就跟其他的小婴孩是一样的。但是呢，他本质，他内在本质是非常不一样的，因为他是神。
So、he's God. He's the creator of the universe.
他是创造宇宙万物的神。
The Savior who was coming to redeem the sinners.
他是弥赛亚，他是救主，来拯救罪人。
Can you imagine how amazing it is?
你可以想象这是多么的奇妙吗
？The creator of the universe, okay, came to us taking the form of a small baby.
创造宇宙万物的神成为一个小婴孩的样式来到我们当中。
So besides the fact that Jesus was born from a virgin, do you just think this is so ordinary?
耶稣是处女怀孕所生的，这当然是一件非常特别的事情。但是呢，有关除了这个之外还有什么特别的地方吗？
When Joanna was born, the nurse handed her to me, said, hey, here's your baby girl.
当我女儿出生的时候呢，那个护士把她交给我说，这个是你的小女儿。
I didn't even know how to hold her because she was so tiny and fragile. I thought I could easily break her arm any second.
她那么小，那么脆弱，我都不知道怎么抱她，我怕把她的手弄断了。
But now, talking about this baby, this small baby is God.
但是我们讲到，如果说这个小孩子是神
，Think about it, the most powerful, almighty beings, you know, who live above us, created this planet that we are standing on right now, and the air we are breathing, and everything you see at that moment took a form of a tiny baby.
那你想象一下，这位创造宇宙万物的神，他是多么的有能力？他创造我们所居住的这个星球，创造我们所有看见的东西，他有这样子的能力。可是，在那一刻，他成为了一个非常无助的小婴孩。
You know what does that sound to God? What does it mean to God?
这个对神来说是什么意思呢
？An extremely, extremely humbling action God has taken for us.
神为了我们卑微他自己，这是非常非常谦卑的一个行动。
You just think about it, baby Jesus when he was born, he couldn't even walk, right?
你想想看，耶稣他出生的时候是不能走的，对吧
？But from Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.Let's read, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
哥罗西书一章十六节，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
Isn't that just crazy? You know, it's beyond our imagination.
这真是超乎我们的想象之内之外
Sorry. I thought English would be easier for you, yeah. So, So, think about it. The most powerful being is taking the weakest form of a human body as a baby.
最有能力的神却化身成为最软弱的人，一个小婴孩。
From the highest to the lowest, why did God do that?
他是从最高的地方降到最低的地方，为什么神要这样做？
Because God knows if things are not done in this way, if He didn't approach us, our sins gonna take all of us strictly to the hell.
因为神知道，若不是用这个方法来拯救我们，来靠近我们，那么我们所有人都会因为我们的罪而灭亡在地狱里面。
This is the way how God actually loved us.
这是神爱我们的方式。
He sent His Son to redeem us from our sin.
他差遣他的儿子来拯救我们，脱离我们的罪。
So you know what is really about Christmas?
所以你们知道圣诞节真正的意义是什么吗？
Christmas is about the love from God.
圣诞节就是神给我们的爱。
I think most of us here, even the kids, know this verse from John chapter 3, verse 16, right?
我想我们大家都对这节经文非常熟悉。
So for God so loved us, so loved the world, that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
We say this to people around every Sunday morning. We say Jesus loves you.
我们每个礼拜天早晨聚会的时候，我们都彼此对说耶稣爱你。
And Christmas is actually the way how Jesus loved us.
但是耶稣怎么爱呢？就是圣诞节，他就是这样爱我们的。
Wow.As you can see, okay, as you can see from Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, He is the image of invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
哥罗西书一章十五节说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
So Christmas is about the incarnation of God.
所以圣诞节就是神道成肉身。
The incarnation is the beginning of the gospel.
道成肉身就是福音的起头。
The gospel is about a salvation.
而福音就是讲到救恩。
And the whole process of salvation began with the birth of Jesus Christ.
我们救恩的盼望就是来自于耶稣基督的降生。
And it continues.
而且它继续延续着。
It will be completed by the Good Friday and Easter.
那耶稣降生之后呢，就还有受难节他受死的故事，还有复活的故事。
As a consequence of the salvation, the people who believed in Jesus will have peace to their hearts.
那么一切相信耶稣接受救恩的人都会在心里面有平安。
So God showed His love to us through incarnation.
所以神透过道成肉身的耶稣向我们显现他的爱。
This is what Christmas is all about.
这就是圣诞节的意思。
The love from God.
从神而来的爱。
The salvation to the sinners,
给罪人的这些救恩
and the peace to the people who believed in Him,
还有信神的人所得到的平安。
So I'm going to finish here, but I want to say that we have about a week for the Christmas to come.
我们到真正的圣诞节之前还有一个礼拜。
By knowing that Jesus is the center of this season, this event, can we just celebrate?This is Christmas in a little different way.
如果我们知道耶稣是圣诞节真正的主角，那么我们是否能够用一个不同的方式来庆祝圣诞节？
Even at a birthday party for people, people are singing happy birthday to the person whose birthday is being celebrated.
通常我们去参加别人的生日派对的时候，我们会给这个寿星唱生日快乐歌。
So at this time of the year,Jingle Bell should not be the only song we hear during this season.
所以呢，我们现在在唱很多圣诞节的歌。如果只是唱这个响叮当、响叮当这些歌的话，那么就是不符合真正的意义了。
Instead, we should worship our God just like the way our kids did to give our sincere thanks to the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ.
而是呢，我们在这个季节应该做的应该是敬拜神，把我们的感恩跟我们的敬拜都献给神。
So even for a birthday for a people,
通常我们去参加人的生日派对的时候，
The person whose birthday is being celebrated should be the one to receive the gifts.
那些寿星才是应该拿到礼物的人，对不对？
So Christmas is really not only about the time for us to ask gifts from our families and friends.
所以圣诞节并不是一个我们要求人家送我们礼物的时间。
Instead, you should think, you know, how precious the gift God has just given us.
而是我们可以反过来思想，神所赐给我们的礼物有多么的重要。
So when you open your Christmas gifts this year, can you just think, you know, how precious Jesus is to you?
当我们在拆我们的圣诞礼物的时候，我们或许可以想到啊，耶稣对我们来讲是多么宝贵的一个礼物。
So lastly, after realize, you know, what Christmas is really about, do we have peace in our hearts?
那么最后我们可以想到，圣诞节真正的意义，那么我们是不是有平安在我们的心里？
So are we suffering from our life recently?
我们是不是有一些苦难正在折磨着我们？
Are we discouraged and lost directions?
或者是我们感到非常的灰心丧志？
Are we lonely? Are we hungry, sick, poor?
孤独呢？饥饿呢？或者是贫穷呢？
Christmas is a time to remind us the peace has been sent by God already.
圣诞节就是一个提醒我们的时间，神已经赐给我们平安。
So no matter who we are, where we are, and what we are doing, God already loved us.
不论我们是谁，我们在哪里，在做什么，神已经爱了我们。
So he approached us by sending Jesus. These are the reasons we should really celebrate Christmas.
所以呢，神透过耶稣基督把他礼物给我们，这些就是我们应该要庆祝圣诞节的原因。
Once again, I just want to remind you, love from God, mercy from God, salvation God sent, and the peace for us are the reasons for Christmas.
我想再次提醒大家，神的爱，还有给罪人的救恩，以及神信神人所得到的平安，就是圣诞节的意义。
Shall we close our eyes and let's pray together?
我们现在一起来祷告。
So Jesus, once again, I want to give thanks for what you have done over 2,000 years ago.
我们感谢耶稣在2000年前为我们在十字架上所做的。
Thank you for descending from the heaven and approaching us and dwell with us to bring the hope and peace to the people, the sinners who don't even deserve.
谢谢你离开天上的荣华来到这个世界上带给我们平安喜乐，虽然说我们是不配的罪人。
What a joyful, joyful moment that we should celebrate.
这真是一个非常喜悦的时刻，我们要来庆祝。
Not only during the Christmas season, but actually every single day in our life.
不是只是在圣诞节的时候，而是在我们人生的每一天我们都应该要庆祝。
I pray that God, we can prepare our hearts and for the Christmas to come in a week.
我求神预备我们每一个人的心。
Please heal those people who are sick. Please feed those people who are in hunger. And please accompany those people who are lonely.
求神喂饱饥饿的，陪伴那些孤独的，并且医治那些有疾病的。
Please, you know, let people realize that how much you love them and the peace you have already sent to us by sending your only beloved Son Jesus to us.
求你让我们所有人能够知道你有多爱我们，因为你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督来到我们当中。
So for the people here today, if you are not Christian, I'm going to ask you, do you really, really want to receive this precious gift from God, which is probably the most, most precious thing to your life today?
那么在我们当中还没有信主的，还不是基督徒的朋友，我要问你们一个问题，是不是你也愿意接受神所赐给我们这个最重要的礼物？
You know, Jesus is the gift God for us, and this is the reason he was born.
耶稣就是神所赐给我们的礼物，他是为了我们而生。
If you really want to receive Jesus, you can come talk to us after this, and we'll talk to you and, you know, pray for you.
如果你想要接受耶稣的话，那么请你在聚会结束之后来跟我们聊，然后我们很愿意跟你讲话。
I pray that, you know, all of us can have a very special Christmas this year to rebuild our relationship with God.
我希望我们所有人能够 跟神重建我们的关系，在这个圣诞节更加亲近神。
May the Lord's name be glorified from the beginning to the end.
愿神的名从头到尾被高举被荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢神啊。
好，是不是报告？先上三一送是吗 ？OK， 那我们大家一起起立好吗？没关系，我们大家都会背歌词。领受神的祝福，感谢我们的主耶稣基督为我们放弃天上而来到我们当中，所以我们可以说我们的神理解我们一切的软弱跟痛苦，因为他是曾经是人类的一份子。用我主耶稣基督的慈爱，天父上帝的慈爱，还有圣灵的感动与交通，常与我们众弟兄姐妹同在，从现在直到永远，阿们。大家请坐。
考考大家，圣诞节的意义是什么？
Surprise quiz. What is the meaning of Christmas?
Love from God. 从神而来的爱，耶稣基督的救赎。
Love from God and the salvation for sinners and peace inside the hearts of the believers.
神带来的平安。OK， 希望大家牢记啊。当然，我们的回应，我们的回应。是对神的感谢。
And of course, we have to respond with our gratitude.
经常也说我们可以以感谢为祭来献给上帝。
And in the Bible, it says that we offer up our thanksgiving as sacrifice.
所以也愿意大家有一颗感恩的心，过这个这些圣诞节新年。
So may we celebrate the Christmas with our heart of gratitude.
Okay, 我们有一些报告事项。在下个礼拜五晚上七点，教会会有圣诞节的特别的聚会。
Next Friday at 7 o'clock, we will have a special Christmas gathering here.
也有这个特别的儿童活动。
And also a program for children.
提醒大家就是那个星期五晚上我们不提供晚餐，但是会后有这个茶点的供应。
Do keep in mind that on that Friday we do not have dinner, but after the worship, the service, we will have some refreshment.
所以欢迎大家邀请朋友们来一同参加。
So do remember to take one of those invitation cards and invite your friends and neighbors.
然后下面我们欢迎今天第一次来到我们中间的弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Now we want to take a time to welcome those of you who are here for the first time.
如果大家第一次来的话，请简单的介绍自己和从哪里来。
If you're here for the first time, would you please stand, tell us your name, where you're from?
Okay, 我们左手边有没有？
Let's start from this side. Yeah, go ahead.
请你简单的介绍一下自己。
Okay. Oh, 在这
里。Claire.
Welcome, Tom.
Welcome, Claire, Tom. Okay. 欢迎你们，
欢迎，欢迎。
好，请坐，请坐。
欢迎。
OK， 那我们
哦这里，
哦右手边。哇，还会说中文，好，
欢迎
欢
迎
欢迎你们。哎，你好。
欢迎，
好，欢迎你。那我们楼下有午餐，请大家留步一起用午餐。然后我们下面这个默祷然后散会。
Please have a silent word of prayer before you dismiss, and please come downstairs and join us for lunch.